Yeah, we used to play a game after it. We used to play a game. We'd turn the lights off in the locker room and throw sneakers at each other as hard as we could. But we'd all make a deal to just throw them at one kid that we didn't like.
Yeah.
So we turned the lights off and just everyone just belt this fucking kid. Yeah, fun times.
That's what sports are all about. The whole point of sports is just like psychologically torture somebody.
Yeah, just find
one
kid.
Find one person.
Find one kid whose parents are like making him play.
Yeah.
And just getting his ass.
Yeah, we had a homeschooler on our baseball team.
Oh, disgusting.
In eighth grade. Well, now it's going to be the norm. Everyone's going to be weird as fuck.
Yeah, true.
This dude was a homeschooler. I don't know what the fuck his parents were thinking. They entered him into the school system at like seventh, eighth grade. It was fucking chum, dude. People were like,
oh.
You just like would see him walk, and you're like, what the fuck is up with that kid? Like, oh. I have to throw something at this kid just to see what's going on with him.
They put him in seventh and eighth grade,
dude.
Right when he was coming,
dude. He came in with like a Dr. Seuss nerd walk, and everyone was like, what the fuck is this? It was to the point a hit list was made. This was like an extreme bully situation. I mean, dude, he was on a baseball team. So you were just like, dude, people are woofing balls. Like, you'd be on first base. Fucking, you'd be at shortstop, and you basically pitch. And you'd be like,
he made a hit list?
He made a hit list, yeah. I was number three.
You were on the hit list?
I was number three.
Nice, man.
I made third.
That's
good. I made third on his hit list.
In elementary school, in middle school, they wrote an article in the paper about me being a bully.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah,
pretty
dude.
Good. That counts as like top five on a list.
You got
I got publication, dude. I've only ever gotten negative press, dude. I've only ever gotten
what was the
horrible
article?
Press. There was a kid that used to get on our bus, and I used to call him Arthur, because he had an Arthur book bag. I was being nice to the fucking
that's actually
kid.
Pretty, that's not bad.
I didn't think it was mean, but yeah. I guess the kid was tortured by it, dude. He was tormented by being called Arthur. And one day I had the principal call me to the office and had like a sit down, and like I had to talk to the kid. I think I talked to the kid's parents. And then like the next month in the school newsletter, it was like bullying handled. And they wrote an article about it.
What?
Yeah, dude.
You gotta
it's
get
like
that.
We had an eighth grader who was a real dickhead.
You gotta get that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was regrettably, I was a hard bully. I was a super hard bully.
Not regret. No regrets.
Up until. Yeah.
Being a bully when you're a kid is. I mean it's, not like I was, hitting kids.
You're kind of born in. Yeah.
Yeah, like.
I wasn't.
Just my friends.
Yeah.
I wouldn't bully the weaker.
No, I was. I had a couple of the Uyghurs, dude. In my.
The Uyghurs.
I had a couple of the Uyghurs.
Who'd you get?
It wasn't even. I was never malicious. There was people that, like. It was just the reactions were so funny, and it was just you couldn't stop like doing it.
Of course.
That was the kid who punched me in the face before biology. I was just giving him soft touches. You know when you go to give someone a titty twister, but you just soft touch their tits, and they're like,
yeah.
I hit him with a soft touch, and he did like full like $80 an hour taekwondo on me. He used karate nerd. He used nerd karate on me. And he just struck me in the face twice, and I was
he
like,
did a combo on you?
He did a combo, dude. Literally, low knee, punch. And I was like, what the fuck are you doing? And then I realized, like, oh, shit, I think this kid's actually upset. So then I kind of started, like, all right, dude, I'm going to help you out. But I ended up just getting him in a fight with another kid.
Oh, all right, good. I remember this. Good. That's
no, this
the
is,
sweetest
that was a
revenge.
Different,
that's
different
the
fight.
Sweetest revenge.
No, that wasn't my mistake.
You're
mistake.
Crying.
I have fucking like peppermint. Eye drops. Peppermint in my eye, dude.
Teardrops are falling from your face, dude.
That's how remorseful I am. But, yeah, the
single tear.
I was
like
actually
Native
trying
American.
To help him. I was actually trying to help him. I'm like, look, you got to fuck this kid up who was like, actually fucking with him.
Yeah.
And he got in a fight and lost. And
didn't
I was
he just
like,
ask
it? Yeah, fucking ass handed to him, dude. And I was like, oh, shit, dude, you got it. But then someone started calling him and leaving threatening voicemails. And the principal called me down and was like, I'm going to expel you. We know it's you. We have you on camera at the payphone. And it was just like, I knew who did it. And I was like,
yeah. You didn't rat him out, dude.
Nah.
Couldn't
it was
rat
a kid
out.
He fought on the bus. But yeah.
He was calling him.
He told me. And I was just like,
he's leaving voicemails?
He was calling. He was this kid who ended up fighting. Because I actually. Then bullied that kid and was like, oh, that dude won. You fucking lost your pussy.
Sick move.
So I had psyoped that. Really tried to help this kid. I just made his life just worse and worse. Because then I psyoped that kid and be like, yo, you lost. And told everyone, like, yo, you got your fucking ass kicked by, like, a pretty, like, hard level nerd.
Here's what you are, dude. You're an energy vampire.
True.
I just figured this out. I am too, dude. There's a show. You ever see the movie What We Do in the Shadows?
Mm-mm.
Dude, there's a show. It's on FX. It's on Hulu now. fucking rules. It's hilarious. It's so funny. But there's a dude who's an energy. He's an energy vampire. So he, the rest of them are like classic vampires. And there's one guy that just looks like a dork from an office. And the way he gets his power is he drains you. So like he'll come in and be like, dilly dilly, how was your weekend? And people are just like, oh. And then it'll cut back to him. And he's like, he's just. But the best part is he, like, he'll just start a fight and then sit in the room next door and just be like, yes, yeah, like, all the negative energy. And I was like, damn, dude, I'm definitely just an energy vampire. Like, just start a fight and leave, and sit there and hear screams and be like, yes.
Well, it was so funny because back then, too, I just wasn't, like, I would start a fight and just ruthlessly crush people and then be like,
yeah,
that was awesome. Like, that was so funny. They freaked out. And in my head, there yeah, was dude, not a shred of being like, is this okay? It was just kind of like, this is great. I can't believe I got those guys to fight. Dude. But then he started calling this person's house and being like, where's your son?
So he was basically on the CB, like that one dude. He's not like, yo, I'm going to fucking cut real, your head off.
Yo, he was calling and they'd be like, this is you know, blah, 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 his parents. And he'd be like, fuck you, you fucking pussies. I'm going to kill you. He was saying like, he was talking shit to like this kid's dad. Like, ruthlessly, from a payphone.
Oh, my God. This kid's awesome.
From the school.
Is he all right? How's he turned out?
He's a rough one, dude.
He has to be rough.
That was the kid who came up to me at the stop hop and told me he was on ecstasy, and I punched him in the stomach.
Why'd you punch him?
Because I heard, like, you feel everything, and I'm like, yo, is it, like, crazy? He's like, yeah, dude. I was like, bam, and just punched him in the stomach, and he was just like, oh, what the fuck?
Ruined his eye.
Oh. Dude, I was thinking about what a dickhead I was. I was doing the dishes, and I was like, I had like a vivid memory of reading. I remember reading the science book and seeing Homo sapiens when I was little and being like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. She's going to say homo in school tomorrow. And it was like waking up being like, and like eating my breakfast and be like, fuck science classes, third period. I remember waiting for like 24 hours and hearing her say homo sapiens and being like.
And Noah, did anyone go with you?
My cousin was definitely down. Your cousin. I called on the way to the bus. I'm like, yo, dude, teacher's going to say homo today. And he's like, get the fuck out. I'm like, dude, I read the
just
science.
Watch.
They say it. Dude, I'm just sitting there like. I was doing I like vividly remember that, being like stoked.
It's game
like,
day.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah, this is what we play for.
Teacher's going to say homo.
Yeah, this is game day. All that work. Now let's have fun today.
I was doing the dishes at 34 and I was like, that was hilarious. that was so funny.
Dude, I think in like third or fourth, actually fifth grade, we had somebody come in to give us like a sex ed class type thing. Fuck. And I remember writing a question so he would have to say gay.
Oh.
I wrote a question. I said, can boys like other boys? And he was like, now. He walked over to me and was like, did you write that? And I was like, yes. And he was like, I had to stay in character, dude. I had to be like, yes, I wrote it. And he was like, do you really want to know that answer? And I was like, yes. He was like, those are called homosexuals. I had to like stay in character like, oh, how about that? That's something you don't learn every day. Which is so funny because that dude obviously knew I was being an asshole. He just had to watch a fifth grader pretend to be like, yes. Yes. Yeah, that was the one, dude. Yes. Yes. Do you really want to know this answer? Yes.
I think I'm OD'd on peppermint, dude. Oh, so fucking funny.
Dude, that's crazy. It's crazy we both have that origin story. Like trying to make someone say gay. And being like, got him.
That was my whole agenda for the day. I was like, teacher's going to say gay. I'm going to look around, make eye contact with as many people as I can.
Oh, fuck, dude. Man. Not much funnier than school, dude. School.
Grade school. So
oh, my God.
Funny.
My one friend Dusty used to pass gas, and he would say that. He'd be like, who do you want me to pass this to? And then he would get up and fart on their desk. It would be so loud, dude. So loud. Fuck.
Oh, it's so funny. It's just so funny because as a teacher, you like clearly know whatever.
You see
like,
exactly. Yeah, he walked straight to me and was like, did you write that question?
Oh. You also know, too, there's just, like, stuff going on in their house just isn't good.
Oh,
you're,
man.
Like, sitting there, and the guy comes in, he's like, say gay, and you're like, come on, man, what the fuck? What events have transpired to charge you up enough to get in here to try to, like, completely revel in the fact that I'm saying homo sapiens?
Oh, man, my sister was talking about your bus stop. She was laughing about it, dude. Yeah, the day that homosexual was coming, the bus stop must have been rowdy.
Dude,
you and your shitty hill people.
Well, it's also like, I read the book, I go to my brother, I'm like, dude, what this about? He's like, yeah, dude, homo sapiens. You're a homo sapien. It's like, I'm a fucking homo sapien. He's like, you're a fucking homo sapien. I'm like, fuck, dude.
Dad, am I a homo sapien? He's like, yeah. Fuck.
I don't think my dad would even know who that was. If I was like, am I a homo sapien? He'd be like, hey,
no,
come
son
on,
of
come
mine.
On, come on, come on.
Goddamn homo
sapien.
Don't sit
down. Don't be a smart ass.
You've been hanging out with your sisters too much. Playing with the dolls.
I don't know if my dad would have known what a homo sapien. If I said homo sapien, he'd have been like, cool it.
Cool it. Knock it off, dude. Look at that, cracking open a cold one, dude.
This is plain seltzer.
Doing,
dude.
Coke and drinking. This, Matt's changed.
Please, dude.
To the audio listener.
Ooh, man.
Bro. That a little off topic and significantly less funny, but.
Please, we got
there. Cried the other day watching a 30 for 30 on ESPN.
What was it?
Phil was in the kitchen. Luckily, he didn't see, but I think he heard a voice crack.
Oh.
I think he heard a voice crack. Dude, there's a documentary. It's called 42 to 1. It was Buster Douglas beating Mike Tyson.
Really?
You want to get your fucking juices flowing?
What happened?
Buster Douglas was like a could-have-been-great heavyweight. That was like, he would show up out of shape. He was kind of like a bum. But he was like, he could have been great. Like, mm-hmm. He was a monster. And he fought Tyson in his prime. He was the guy who beat Tyson first.
Okay.
And he was 42 to 1 odds. That's why it was called that. But they were like, every announcer was like, this isn't going to go past the first round, all that shit. In training, Buster Douglas's mom died like 2 weeks before. And there was just cool-ass fucking moments in it where, like, he was talking to his mom. His mom called him before the fight and was like, don't do this. Like, he's going to fucking... It's Mike Tyson in his prime. Like, he's killing everybody. First round knockouts every single time.
Don't
like, scary. And then Buster Douglas was on the phone with his mom. And he's like, mom, you should fucking call him. I'm gonna beat his ass. And he was like, as soon as he said that to his mom was like, he sounds like his daddy now. He's a man. And she was like going around like, my son's about to beat Tyson's ass. Like, everybody at work, all that. Then she died. And then he won. He just fucked him up. Well, he didn't fuck him up. He got tagged, too.
Mm-hmm.
It was a great, I mean, it's an awesome fight. I immediately watched the fight.
Tyson's prime is terrifying.
Yeah, well, Tyson apparently, you know, he didn't train as hard. He was like, it was supposed to be a tune-up fight. It was just a tune-up fight for.
He was Apollo.
Holyfield. Yeah. And then he got laid out. It's fucking sick. It was the first time anybody knocked him down.
Damn.
It was awesome. And then, you know, in the ring after, they're like, how do you feel? And he's like, this is for my mom. And I was just like.
He rockied, basically.
Like,
yeah, man. That's
just got hit hard with it. And Phil was like, where are you watching? I was like, it's called 42 to 1. He was one of those. Had to hide it.
That's the only thing
he was like, cry. Buster Douglas, he's a bitch. He's tough. That was it.
He was probably like crying, eating bologna. He'd be like, watch, he's a bitch.
Yeah. He's like, I'll tell you what, he's a bitch. He says that as a compliment.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, tough. Speaking of a bitch, Tybalt.
What happened?
Tybalt's a bitch, dude. My cat.
What's he doing?
He's an apex predator, dude.
Did he get it?
So I was watching. No, but he went toe to toe with a fox. I was watching TV. It was like 12:30. Everyone's in bed. All of a sudden, I hear a scream from the backyard. This is two nights ago.
What?
Like screaming. And I was like, what the fuck is that? And I was like, oh, that's definitely a fox. Like, I could tell it was a fox. And I was like, oh shit, Tybalt's outside. So I got like nervous, grabbed a big flashlight, and I was like, I'm going to have to beat a fox to death. Like, I was mentally, I was shoeless, ran in the backyard. Mm-hmm. I was just like, I'm just going to have to beat a dog to death right now, which is a weird mind space to get in.
Yeah.
Like, it is a weird space to be walking out. Like I was adrenaline. I was like, here we go. But Tybalt was just, he was just staring him down, dude. Didn't care less.
Couldn't care less.
The fox was probably like 5 yards, 10 yards away, just like kind of moving back and forth, like screaming at him. And Tybalt was just sitting there like. What are you going to do, bro?
Fuck.
What are you going to do? So then I pick up Tybalt, and I'm like, like, not running, but like walking fast, looking backwards. I don't want to get bit by a fox.
No, I'll nip your ankle, dude.
Yeah, it would suck. And then as soon as I put Tybalt down in the house, he just started eating. Didn't give him, dude. I put him down. He walked straight to his food and started eating. I was like, dude, you are a monster.
Holy
fuck. He didn't care at all.
That's a fair fight, him versus a fox.
Yeah, he's big. He's got his claws. He's a mean little fucker.
That's a fair fight.
I've done it before. I've walked outside and he got fucked up before.
By what?
I don't know what it was. Probably a fox.
By a coyote.
Or a raccoon. Something big got him.
Raccoon will give him the business, dude.
Something fucked him up. Like, fucked his legs up. And he shit himself. When they're running away, cats will shit themselves. So I picked him up. He was covered in blood and shit. Yeah. But this time, not a scratch on him, dude. He literally just sat in the grass, stared at a fox. Couldn't have been prouder of my guy.
He's got to be terrifying at night, too. He's jet black. That fox probably just saw glowing eyes and was like, fuck, man.
That's the Prince of Cats, dude. That's a big night.
That's big, dude. So that was after 41 and 2?
Yeah. 42 and 1. 42 and 1? There's a big couple of days. Phil had to do that once.
What?
Tibble got in a fight in the front yard with another cat. So it was like, you know, 5, 6 in the morning. You just hear two cats screaming. Phil ran down in his whitey tighties. It's like 6 a.m. So people are like walking out to get the newspaper and shit. Like school buses. Oh. Phil was out in just his whitey tighties and a fishing rod. Swinging at the cats.
That was his weapon?
He grabbed a fishing rod from the closet that was right by the door and just started whipping cats. Yeah, man. It's a strong tradition in the Gillis family, too.
Cat whipping?
If your cat's in a fight, you got to jump in, dude.
Oh, my God.
I was ready to strangle a fox.
You have to, man. You got to.
That would have sucked.
We have a possum on the loose, and it's through a chain link fence, it stared down my dog.
I love possums.
They're fucking nasty.
No,
dude.
They're funny.
Ugh. They're disgusting.
They are. They're ugly, but I'm a fan.
They're hellish. I saw it skittering around the other day. I was walking home. Brittany called me, like, the possum's back in the backyard.
Yeah. Do you have, like, a garden or anything?
No, it's just, but there's, like, a ton of, there's, like, a little alley that links a bunch of yards, so it kind of just scoots around. But I parked my car. I saw that possum running across the street, and I was just like, ugh.
You didn't like him.